Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. It's tough to talk about climate change without many of us becoming uncomfortable, angry, in denial, or scared.
Yeah, it was hard to read the story of a woman from Central America who explained that her family had to leave their home because food doesn't grow there anymore.
And what about Venice, which flooded last year from rising waters? Now we're learning about an unexpected impact of global warming. Suicide risk is up.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that the annual suicide rate in the U.S. has been rising by more than half in 49 states. This aligns with a new study that found a link between these numbers and warming trends.
The study looked at huge data sets, including nearly 50 years of monthly temperature records in every U.S. county. They compared the data to suicide numbers and more than 4 million available mental health records.
They also factored in variables such as air conditioning, mental health counseling, health insurance, and substance abuse. The numbers confirm that warmer temperatures correlate with worse mental health.
That's a 0.5% increase in ER visits for mental health and 0.35% increase for every 1 degree Fahrenheit rise.
This association was true no matter where it was in the U.S. Why this is happening could be a number of reasons, including not being able to sleep well. It may be another inconvenient truth that hotter temperatures change more than the environment. It changes us.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.